Hashani Beisa Kisei Demoyis. When do we say obliged by a Sofik if Hasmon is Milsi just preparing the room for the Beis HaKisei, setting aside for the Beis HaKisei, only by a Beis HaKisei? There is a tremendous mis. You have tzoyah there. Mashenka, the Beis HaMerchus, there's no tzoyah there. It's just that when you have the shvitz there, the sweat in the room makes a little bit mis. So the attack is pushing that even though you set it aside to be for the Beis HaMerchus, but Kozman, you did not use it yet, it's mutter, there's no issur. So that's the pshat in the first month Yom that said you're allowed to daven in the Beis HaMerchus. Which Beis HaMerchus? Nobody ever used it yet, just as miyuchet for it. The Erech Nami, once somebody used the Beis HaMerchus, they're not allowed to daven there, even though nobody's there. Now this is only talking about the inside, the room Afnimi. Mashenkin, the room Emsoi, that there, the Emsoi room, you say you shouldn't say Divrei Torah, that's the Machlokes Achronim. If nobody is there right now, is it mutter or not? Sometimes in the mikveh room where people get undressed, nobody, some people are dressed, and some people are undressed there, you shouldn't say Shila Shalom there.
No.
Shila Shalom is the only thing that's smooth. You're allowed to give
Shalom. You're
allowed to take a second. On Levushim, Yeshem, Yeshem, Yeshem. Yeshem, right. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. Yeshem, Shila Shalom. Or the Yensha Mikra. But you can't say Torah. You can't say halakha is there. It's inside the room, the undressing room, you can't say any halakha is there. Right. Ein sham shila shalom. But in the Beis HaMerchus, you're not allowed to say shila shalom. You can't say shalom aleichem. What's wrong with saying shalom aleichem? So the Gemara is silent to Rav Hamnuna. There's a riot to Rav Hamnuna. Mishmei the Ula. The Omar osa liyodim shiitim shalom lechaveru Beis HaMerchus. You're not allowed to say shalom aleichem to yichavru in the Beis HaMerchus. What's wrong? Bishum Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Vayoyim Eloi Hashem Shalom. It's Yidon called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. So Mashma, that's the name of Hashem. So you can't say the name of Hashem in the Beis HaMerchus. Who did in the Beis HaKisei? Who did in front of Tzoyah? You can't say Hashem's name. Rashi, Vayikra Eloi Yidon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shalom. That's called Hashem's name. For the Gemara Elo Meyata Vazoy, Hemenusai Nami Yosar, Lameima Beis HaKisei. We also say the word Nemon. Hamnusa, say the word Neman should be also the Beis HaKisei. The Siv or Kehl HaNeman, the Pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Neman. So you see a Neman is also Hashem's name. Vichitei Mohochinam, it's true. It's also the same Neman in the Beis HaKisei, in the Beis HaMerchus. I view Omar Rova Ba'Machasi, Omar Rav Chama Ba'Gurion, Omar Rav. Shorwe Lameima Hamnusa, the Beis HaKisei. No, you're allowed to say the word Neman in the Beis HaKisei. So what's the chilk between Neman and Sholem? Ham the Gemara Hosom Shem Gufo Layikru Hochi. When it says, Okel HaNemon, it's not the pshat that Hashem is Nemon. It's like saying Hashem, which has this mead of Nemon. But not that Nemon is Hashem's name. Mashenkim by Shalom, Hochi de Metargim Neloho Nehemno. Hocho, the Targum says, by Kel HaNemon means Elokoa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a Nemon. So it's not that Nemon is Hashem's name, just like Hashem is Hashem's name, and Nemon is just saying what Hashem is. Habahocho by Shalom, Shem Gufikri Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is called Shalom. Tehseh Vayikra Loi Hashem. What did he call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom? He's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. So Shalom is the name of Hashem. Therefore the word Shalom you should not say in the Beis HaKisei, you should not say it in the Beis HaMerchus either. Trashi, Hemnusa Trashi Lahaskir Emunah Beis HaKisei. What?
Somebody
asks you,
how are you?
You
can say, Baruch Hashem.
In the plane, you can't. You can't say Hashem's name.
That's like Neman.
Hashem, you can't say Hashem's name.
Okay.
Neman is not Hashem's name. Hashem is Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem's name. You can't say Akel Neman either in the Beis HaKisei. Just the word Neman by itself you're allowed to say. You can't say Akel Neman. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Hashem's name. Right? The Yom HaRoba Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Choma Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Somebody gives his chaver a matana. It's sorach le'diya. Before you give it to him, you have to be medea to him. Tell him you're giving him a matana. Shenema, the Pasuk says, by Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you Shabbos, ladas, that you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am being mekadish you. Shrashi sorach le'diya, maten pleini etin l'cho, I'm giving you this present. V'zeh derech kovet, it's a derech kovet. The shemi is baish le'kabbalah. Maybe the person will be embarrassed to receive it. If you explain to him, you're giving him a matana, he'll accept it nicely. V'yena bosh b'dov, he won't be embarrassed. If you gave it to him, put it down in his house, he doesn't know about it, you have to tell him you gave it to him. Then you know, The Gzeikach will come to love you. You gave him a matana, so he should be friends with you. So there's anything to tell him that you gave him this present. For Tanya Nami Hochi.
What?
Tanya Nami Hochi. Lodat Yani Hashem Mekadishchem. Omelet Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Matana Toivo Yesh Bebeis Kenoz. You have a tremendous matana now in my hidden place. This Shabbos Shmo. What's the name of this great matana? It's called Shabbos. Vani Mevakesh Litna Yisrael. And I want to give Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. Lech Vodiyam. Go and tell the Klal Yisrael first that I'm giving this matana. We're talking about a case where you have a reason to give him the matana. So when you have to give him the matana, you're supposed to be Vodiyat him before. Mikan Nomer Shimming Amliyam. Hanois Saint Pasta Tinnik. If you give a tinnik bread, the kid is hungry. There's no way you send him a matana yich not to give him a piece of bread. You have a kid tinnik in front of you. You want to give him a matana. You want to give him a piece of bread. Is Sarach Ladia Lima. You have to be Madia. Tell his mother first. Well, Abdafka first, even tell her later. Today, that the mother should realize you gave him the present, and she'll be Oyvo, she'll be your friend then. Mayobale, how do you do? How do you tell the mother that you gave the kid something to eat? Omer Abaye Shoyefle Mashka. Omar Le Kukla. Like, put some mashka, smear something on his mouth or some paint on his eyes. So his mother's going to ask the kid, what's that because you got all smeared over you? The kid will tell, because this man did it, that gave me the bread. So that's how she'll know you got the bread. So the Maariv Ibna today, the Chayisik Shofim, it's not a good zach, because people see you have something smeared around your face or on your eyes, they'll think a Kishav Macha did it. So it's not good. My, what you do today? Whatever you give him a jam sandwich, make sure to smear some jam on his face. So go home, his mother will see he had some jam, so ask him, where did you get the jam? This man gave it to me, that's called Tzorech Leviyah. Very more Amy. Roma Rab Choma Bachanino. Hanoisen Matona Lechaveroi ain't Tzorech Leviyah. So you give a present to your Chav, you don't have to tell him before him. Shenem Marai from another Pasuk. It says, Umoisha Loyoda Kikoran Oroponov. Bidabara Itoi. That Moshe didn't realize he had the Koran Oroponov, which is a tremendous Matona. So Hashem gave a matana to Moshe. He had a keren or a punav, and Moshe didn't know about it. So you see, Hashem does give matana without telling you. The Mar Lakasha, Hor Benilza David Legluye. Hey, something that David Legluye at the end of the Zichik going to find out that you gave him the matana, he don't have to tell him at the beginning. So here that Moshe got this matana, keren or punav, he'll Zich understand, realize it soon, he has it, and he knows Hashem gave it to him, therefore he don't have to tell him first. But Hashem came by Shabbos, Hor Benilza David Legluye. Something that the person won't find out unless you tell them, then you're supposed to tell them that you gave him the matana. But there's the Shat Arva. For the Gemara of Shabbos, it can share the first pasuk. It was short of Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him matana Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. And he told Moshe, before I give it, tell be Modiyah Klal Yisrael, Kani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I'm being Mekadish with Shabbos. For the Gemara of Shabbos is also David Legluye. Everybody's going to find out about Shabbos. So the Gemara name, Man Schorah LeYavid Legluye. It's how choshev Shabbos is, that you're not going to know. Unless Moshe told us the schar about Shabbos, that's mein olam haba, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mekadish us, and that Shabbos is the makor habracha, makor kedusha, we get our kedusha on Shabbos. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told us the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos, we wouldn't know it. And what is the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that we're zoicha to get kedusha on Shabbos. So therefore, this matan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Madiras first. Rav Chizda had been knocking for your day, Tati Matan to the Torah. Rav Chizda was a kohen, and he received Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna is when you shech the behemah, every behemah, you have to give the Zeroyah and Lechayayin to the kohen. So he had a Zeroyah, he had a jawbone, and the Lechayayin, the tongue he had two matanis. Omri said, Kol man di Yosef Yomul Yishmaita Tachadot HaMishmei the Rav. He see, well, it was a Talmud from Rav, he loved Rav's halachas. Is there anybody going to come and tell me, halacha from Rav that I didn't hear yet, Yavinale, I'll give him a present, these two matanas that I have, the tongue and the cheek of the behemah I'll give to him. Is Omale Rova Ba Machasya. Rova Machasya came and told him halacha. Hochi Yomar Rav, this is what Rav said over halacha. Hanoisim matan lechaver, if you give yechaver matana, Sorach Ladiyot, you have to be Madin, you have to tell him. Shenem Rapot, it says, Lodath, when Hashem gave Shabbat to Klal Yisrael, he told him, you should know, Kiani Hashem Mekadishchem. Shabbat is a tremendous matana, it's going to make Kedusha, it's going to Mekadish you. Is Rav Zoi, when he told this to Rav Chizda, is Yoiv Nalei. Rav Chizda gave him these two matanas he had. So now let's go into, Rashi goes into, Rav Chizda was a kohen. But the Chur Rav Chizda was this man that there was Churban Abayis, and he was a Chutz Loritz. The Chur is a Shara Lamaisa, we're not knowing Matnas Kun in Chutz Loritz. How come they gave Matnas Kun here? So Rashi says that any time it wasn't the halacha. It was the one man, the Omer, that says you do have to give the Chutz Loritz. But the halacha, we hold that the Gemara Brocha says, we pass in like, like Rabbi Loi, Bereshis Hagez, Shoyoyma Ein Neigel Boris. That Rashi Hagez is only noig in Eretz Yisrael, v'chein Matzonis. The same thing Matzonis also. The Matzonis Kunim is Manas Zer is only noig in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlaretz. Right. So he said, Oma Chaviv Molech. So Rava Bamachaski Yisrav Chizda. Is it true? Omalei. Oma Chaviv Molech Hashmaita to the Rav. Kuli Hai. Do you like so much Rav's halacha? He said that I Sam told you to a halacha from Rav. You gave me such a nice Matzona. Omaleiin. He told him yes. I love Rav's halachis. Omalei, so Rav Bamachasi said over, Hainu diyama Rav. This is what Rav said. Milsei al v'shayu yikoro. That the beggar that you wear is choshev in the eyes of the person. I mean, if you like this beggar to you, it's a nice coat, and you're wearing it, you're going to feel proud about it. Here also means, since you like Rav Shmaita, so you like Rav, so you're interested to hear everything Rav said. That was Rav's memram. That Milsei al v'shayu yikoro. A person that likes the degatim, it's very, very choshev. Is Omalei. So Rav Chizda said, Omar Rav Hoche, did Rav say this? Basraisa difle mikamaisi. No, the second thing he told me is better than the first thing. So you have an akita achriti hibnucho. If I would have some more matzah, I'd give it to you. I like the second halacha, he told me better than the first halacha. So Rashi says, means milsa al b'she yikora. Me'il, means domav yikora l'misha rogu loshay. What, who values a coat? Somebody that wears this coat. If you wear this coat, you would have value to it. Claim up. The three shots that tell me that you're Rav, since you're a Talmud of Rav, Rav b'shmoisav, you Rav with Eir b'shmoisav, and you want to hear them. Is that the master chayim? Therefore, you want to hear to them. So that's what Rav said, this moshel. So he liked this moshel very much. Right. V'yoma Rav bar machasiyah. Oma Rav chama bar gruya. Oma Rav. L'yoylom al yishana odom v'noy ben abodim. If you have a few children, you should act nice to give one a present over the other ones. Shevishvil mishkal shnei sloyim milah, two sloyim of milah of silk. Shenosan Yaakov liYosef, Yosef mishabonet. That's that Yaakov gave Yosef the ksonis pasim. He gave Yosef a little bit extra. Is niskano b'yochev. The ochev had kino. This gadol ladova. That's what had the omachloikis. The yodrav sent him to Mitzrayim. That's why Yosef got sold to Mitzrayim. Everybody went down to Mitzrayim because of a little bit that Yaakov gave more to Yosef than the other brothers. Rashi into Sant Mishkal Beis Loyim Lav Dafka, not really two Sloyim worth of silk. Look at the Talmidim of Yitzchak Halevi. No Mitzasi Ksoynes Pasim. What does that mean? Sovis Pas Yodoy. A Yaakov gave Yosef a shirt or jacket, and around the sleeves, by the end of the sleeves, right around here, Nosan Milas. There he gave him extra silk. Veloy Kolak Ksoynes. Not that the whole Ksoynes had extra silk around it, but only on the Pasim. Yeah, that's called Pasim. Just by the sleeve part, the cuffs, there he put an extra piece of silk. So because this extra silk that he gave Yosef, the brothers had kinnah on the came out, all you read up in the shrine. The Yomar Rav Bar Machas, Yomar Rav Choma Bar Guya, Omar Rav, Lo'olam Yachzer Odom V'yeshev V'yer Sheshivos V'kroiva. Sit in a city that's newly just populated, a newer city, Sheshivos V'kroiva, that's new. Since it was just formed recently, the Sam left Averis there. Because there can't be so many Averis there. You have a city that people lived there for hundreds of years already, it has 100 years worth of Averis. You have a city that just started to live there, there can't be too many Averis there. What's the Raya? Because it says by Loit. Shinamahine no ha'ir has Loit, Kroiva lo neshama v'hi mitzah. Loit said, I only want to run to this closest city that's called mitzah. My Kroiva, what does it mean it's a closer city? Elaine the Kroiva de Makarva, it's closer. Vizutra, it's a small arm. Well, Kochodilay, they see it. What do you got to say? Give. What do you got to say? What it is? You see it, say, I want to go to Mitzah, that's all. Ella, he meant to say, Mitzah Sheshivas the Kroiva, since it started out later. Then Stein did, Melavana Sam Mitzarim. Mel the Averis of that city is left, and that city will be saved all the Stein. A Stein was so see was 52 years old. So they had so many Averis, they got killed. Mitzah was only 51 years old. They had left of her, they weren't killed. Omer of Avin, Micro, what's the right of Siv? Imolta no Shoma, no the Gematria nun bechad. Means I want to go to Mitzah, was only 51 years old, having. Michel Stoim, how old was Stoim? Nun Bubei. It was 52 years old. So because it was 1 year less, it had left Averis, it wasn't killed with Afeich of Stoim the Amor. Oh, the Shalvosa, how many years of peace did Spain of America have?